What's happening, Sous Chefs? It's your girl, Sly.
I'm Cardi at the Dawn.
And we would like to invite you to listen to our newest podcast.
Streaming on all podcast platforms.
And you know what they say.
If you can't take the heat,
stay out of the kitchen. Brought to you by
The Melting Pot.
What's going on? It's your host, Sly.
And I'm Cardi at the Dawn.
And we're back again to bring you another good week of content. We got a couple of things going on this week. One very important thing in particular, a special somebody that we all know and we're all aware of. The other better half of this podcast, Cardi at the Dawn himself, is celebrating his, how old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
Is celebrating his 50th birthday party. Nah, I'm just playing. You know, we age backwards, so it doesn't matter the number, but yeah, he got birthday going on.
Again.
Well, if you see him in real life, you probably believe it. But
Right. It won't be believable until they go through these gray hairs.
Yeah, I mean, we know, granted, gray hairs is a hereditary thing. It's not always getting old. Or stress thing. You can have your hairs right now and, you know, and still be young.
I'm still young to find in my prime, for sure. But I got these little gray hairs that just keep multiplying.
See, I found a gray hair. And I talked about it that whole day.
Do you only have one?
I was in shock. Like 20. I got two.
I got like
20. And I got a new mole on my face. So I don't know what's going on. Like, what? Aging is a mystery. It's crazy. So break it down for us. What you doing? What's the birthday plan? Well, or you already did something?
Well, I took a solo, non-solo trip to Punta Cana. It was great. It was great. The weather was good. The beach was nice. The food, neat work. Not gonna lie. No disrespect to my Dominican.
The food wasn't good. You know what? I heard that though.
The food was not good, and the Coke products, because I had a Coke and Sprite, was both flat.
Flat? Oh no, we don't do flat soda.
Like flat. And then like the Coke had like a sweet aftertaste undertone aftertaste. Like it was like flat coming in and sweet going down. It was just living where the Coke is headquartered, it's just like, you know, it's just like a slap in the face.
Like, no disrespect.
No disrespect. But I had them make me an amaretto sour out there. You know, I gotta get that. That's my drink. It was fun. I'm definitely going back. Can't wait. And then other than that, I've just been chilling. You know, I've been off like damn near 2 weeks. So in the meantime, I've been growing our social media following. So if you are not following us on social media, you should. And join the conversation that we have there. So I've been doing that. Traveling. Exploring myself. Like I said, I got like 20 gray hairs. And that's it. You know, I'm just, it's been a laid back, low key week. That's it. That's all. A lot of drinking. Smoked a cigar for the first time.
So when I seen you smoking that cigar, I was just like, you like, cause I've never known you to like smoke cigars. I'm just like, but I know like when you're in the island and you know you're in places like that, you do as the locals do.
Yeah,
but
right.
I'm just like, I was like, is he doing that, living in the moment, or is this like AI or something? Like, I thought somebody was playing a trick or a prank or something.
Or was that not me? It could have been me.
All right. Were you there at all, or was that
AI? Was I there at all, or was that an illusion? I don't know. Nothing is real in 2024. Nothing is real.
And you know what? I'm learning that. You know, because I get on social media every day and I see something, I'm just like, wow. And to learn that it's not real. So you know how, like, let's take it back, maybe about 8 years ago, you know, y'all remember that show, Cake Balls, Cake Wars, all those little decorative shows with the, you know, decorating cakes and stuff. So you like, you thinking it's a picture frame, someone's sweet little 80-year-old grandma, and she's taking a picture of her grandkids, and it's not even real. Somebody takes a knife, slices right into it, and it's like, hey, you want a piece of this cake? Like a shoe that looks real, like you just stick your little nasty piglets in it, and it's like, boom, takes the knife again and slices it up, and it's cake. So I'm just like, how have we gone from creativity like that to now technology is taking over with this AI stuff? This AI stuff is going crazy. Like, we're going to get into like some of the craziest AIs that we've seen, most interesting ones that we've seen thus far, and downright like scary and borderline disrespectful one. Because when it comes to some of them celebrities, I'm just like, now that's a bit overboard. And y'all know exactly the ones we're talking about. All right, so Cartier, tell the people, what is AI for those who don't know out there?
For those of you that are unaware, AI is artificial intelligence, and there's two types of AI, narrow and general. Most of what we experience in our day-to-day lives is narrow AI, which performs a single task or a set of closely related tasks. Examples include weather apps, digital assistants, software that analyzes data to optimize a given business function. These systems are powerful, but the playing field is narrow. They tend to be focused on driving efficiencies. And now we have general or strong. General AI is more like what you see in sci-fi films, where sentient machines emulate human intelligence, thinking strategy, striking strategically, abstractively, and creatively, with the ability to handle a range of complex tasks. While machines can perform some tasks better than humans, examples, data processing. This fully realized vision of general AI does not yet exist outside the silver screen. That's why human-machine collaboration is critical, is crucial in today's world.
So like movies, I remember watching something, what was it? Avatar, y'all, right? So I hated that movie, The Blue People. I'm pretty sure we've talked about that on previous episodes. Watching a movie was a snooze fest. But, you know, that movie is heavily like AI and CGI and just a lot of special effects and whatnot. So I remember watching a clip of a behind the scenes Zoe Saldana, and she had these little plug. It looked like she was just plugged up. You know how you get like an EKG machine on you at the doctor, hospital, whatever, running tests. And that basically was all the computer fancy stuff that I don't know the name of, not going to try to, you know, explain to y'all, but like it was just so cool to see it translate into like what we see on the silver screen. So that's interesting to know, like, because I didn't know it was broken down into like narrow and like general, strong, weak in our everyday lives. You said that was narrow, right? So I guess it's like things in, well, like on a computer, weather apps, like on our phone, you know, stuff that's kind of just automatically generated. So that's pretty dope. So if you didn't know what AI is, boom, some quick tip.
I work every day with narrow AI, or we call it kiosk. People come, they insert their info, they boop 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 a couple of buttons, a light comes on, they're good to go. And it's very, very, very simple. It's basic. We've been doing this for years. ATM, like you slide, tap, insert, go, grab your receipt. It's basically ATM, but people are so slow. The instructions are there, but instead of wanting to read, they, how you do this? How do you do this? And of course, I can't say if you fucking read. Or they walk up to it and like without even read, like some of them they'll look at it and still won't read. How do you do it? And mind you, I work for millionaires, billionaires, CEOs, tech people with 3, 4, 5 degrees, but they're dumb as rocks. The entitled people are, y'all are dumb. Y'all are so dumb to the point. And then you have those people that be like, these machines are going to take over your job. No, they're not, because y'all can't grasp them. Y'all can't fucking grasp them at all. The machine will ask them to use the chip or use the mag strip. We have the tap thing, but the instructions clearly say what class, use the chip or use the mag strip. Right. So it's not working. Yeah, because you got to use the chip or the mag strip. So sometimes when they come in, I say, scan your paperwork, insert your card like the ATM. How do you do it? Insert your card like the ATM. Are y'all that rich that y'all don't go to the ATM? Is that a poor people thing?
Right, exactly.
So for all of y'all that are saying that AI are going to take jobs, no, they're not. Not when you have stupid people. And then we have days where the kiosks go out. One thing about the kiosk, it can't repair itself. Not yet. I don't know. Y'all might.
I was just about to say that. You say, and I was going to bring up the jobs thing. You say it can't replace human jobs. But I'm just like, what if they build AI for the AI when AI breaks down? Like, hints on a not yet, right?
Well, we ain't there yet. And when we call IT, because we have this one kiosk, it's broken every week. Every week it's broken. Every week it's broken. One time they came, the IT was on the phone with the IT. So as long as we have idiots maintaining, trying to use the kiosk, and we have IT calling IT, I'm going to have a job for a while. Unless y'all help this podcast take off, and I can quit.
Precisely. So, you know, don't be shy. Hurry up. I'm tired of working. So just a couple things that AI can do. Healthcare. AI is in healthcare. AI is in transportation. Like, come on now, Tesla's, right? AI is digital assistant.
Hold on. I know we don't cut each other off here at the Melting Pot. What you mean AI in healthcare? I don't want no machine giving me no shot.
More so with the medical diagnosis and drug discovery.
I don't want no machine diagnosing me. Because every time I type my symptoms in, I got cancer and I got to go see somebody. I don't have time for that.
It's the AI algorithm. The AI algorithm can analyze large volumes of medical data, patient records, lab results, and, you know, medical images, CAT scans, MRIs, things like that. It's not going to replace healthcare workers, of course, because, I mean, AI can't do surgery on us, you know. But
give me a person. I'm like the old people at my job. I like to speak with an agent. I like to speak with a representative.
Representative.
But no, that goes into my next point. I hate AI customer service because it's like, especially the ones where it's like, hello, please listen to our menu as our options have changed. And like the slightest noise in the background, the AI be like, I'm sorry, can you please repeat that? And I didn't say anything. So it starts all over again. So then I'm like, okay, I'm still sitting in a blank room. I'm sorry, can you please repeat that? And the reason why I'm so vocal about that, because it happened to me today. I called somebody, and on the third time it happened, they were like, we're sorry, we'll have to disconnect the call at this time. Please try again. What? I never said anything. So now I hate AI. And then there's another type. When you call and, you know, you got to press 1. Give us your birthday. For example, if your birthday is July 7, 1983, use the 2 digits, another 2 digits, followed by the 4 year for your birthday. Then you say, and the whole time you just want a representative, and they give you every option but the representative option. So you have to be like, if it's other, say other. So you say other. So then you say representative. I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Representative. And so you're just like, oh, world. So then you finally get somebody, and it's like, thank you for calling AT&T. And they don't understand what you're talking about. So they're like, I'm sorry, please give me a moment while I look into this. So now you kind of want the AI, but the AI didn't help. Nemo Shima didn't help. So he's just like, bro. So then it goes into you hate customer service. So, but we're going to put it from an AI perspective because it's just like, AI.
Right. Not AI. AI can also increase productivity, online shopping, cybersecurity. You know, the list is endless. It goes on. But where is AI headed? Since the days when computers ran out of punch cards and vacuum tubes, humans have been preoccupied with questions of what those computers could do when they became even more advanced and what that means for humanity. Would they be able to help us solve our biggest challenges from climate change to world hunger? Would they turn on us and become our greatest threat? As artificial intelligence becomes more mainstream, those questions have been more tangible. So with all the hype about artificial intelligence, robots, self-driving cars, yada, yada, it can be easy to assume that AI doesn't impact our everyday lives. But we've just said here on the Melting Pot that it does, right? Every single day, from the moment you wake up to check your iPhone, or if you got an Android, we don't discriminate. Well, Cartier does, but I don't. To watching another, you know, Netflix. You already talked about it on the podcast before, so... Another Netflix movie. AI has quickly made its way into our everyday lives. So let's talk about some of the advantages and disadvantages. So 10 benefits of AI. Y'all listening? Reduction in human error. So, you know, we're humans. We make mistakes. And computers are supposed to be, like, more proficient and efficient than us, right?
Because they can make mistakes, too.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I don't think that's a foolproof thing, but they're giving the computers more credit than us, right? So zero risk. Another big benefit of AI is that humans can overcome many risks. AI robots do this for us, whether it be defusing a bomb, going to space, exploring the deepest parts of oceans. Machines and metal bodies are resistant in nature and can survive unfriendly atmospheres. Now, you know, defusing a bomb, I might trust the computer with that because... You know, humans, one little mistake, one little hachu, sneeze, cough, you cut the wrong one and we blow up, you know. So I'm going to leave that to the AI. You got me on that one.
But, all right, with that being said, what if...
I take my chance with the computer now.
Listen, but what if that machine shut down, have a malfunction, snip the wrong wire? Or what if the machine just shut down and is able to cut the wire? Or what if the machine not strong enough to cut the wire? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'll be trying to put too much on this AI. Just let me know where the bomb at so I don't get to work that day.
Bomb day, like. Yeah, because that's how that works. Like we said before, digital assistance is another benefit of AI. New inventions. Practically every field, AI is driving a force behind numerous inventions. So, proving road safety, reducing traffic, congestion of traffic. Google, Uber, Tesla, these are all major companies that are utilizing and revolutionizing the transportation business solely based off of AI. AI can now perform repetitive jobs. So no more of the daily, day-to-day boring tasks for people. It allows us to be more creative as humans. We can now negate tasks such as welding, painting, packaging, all with the high-speed accuracy, speed, and reducing costs and improving efficiency. And enough of the benefits, let's talk about some of the disadvantages of artificial intelligence. High costs. So nothing is great. Checking all the boxes is going to be cost friendly, right? Of course not, because that's not how life works. It's going to be costly. Unemployment is also going to be on the rise. It kind of makes us as humans lazy.
Mm-hmm. Which we already are.
Right. I said we already kind of are. So this addiction to AI can cause a problem for, you know, our future generations.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, necessarily us, but, you know, the people who are coming up after us. No ethics. Like, ethics and morality are important to us as humans in life, and that's a feature that we can offer and incorporate into AI, but it's just like they take it too far. You know, it's emotionless. There's no denying that robots are superior to humans, but it's just like they take it too far.
You are so right. Another thing, biases. AI systems can perpetrate biases and discriminate present in the data used to train them. My biggest thing, which I feel like AI can do, and a lot of people feel this way too, security and privacy risks. AI systems can be vulnerable to cyber attacks and data breaches, compromising sensitive information. When you think about it, your phone can have a security breach. Your computer can have a security breach. Your TV can have a security breach. So why would you feel like these other AI machines at these different places, these different jobs, these different doctor's offices cannot be breached? So, and there's no guarantee, there's no safety net, there's no bridge to secure our information, because like I said, the stuff in our daily lives cannot be heavily secured unless you just got some super duper firewall that you didn't create on your own that again still can't be trusted. So that's a big thing. We got to work on that, but hey, we're not there yet. Limited contextual understanding. AI systems may not fully understand the context of situations, leading to inappropriate or harmful responses because it's a machine. So you can tell the machine to, because I'm going to use this point later, you can tell the machine to write this, and a third, and it's just going to be limited and not be able to go further and be able to expound on what you wanted. And I said all that because Tyler Perry, he mentioned like, he likes AI so much that he wants to start using AI in his work to save time and to cut even more people off, which goes back into that to that job security thing. Like, he already is not really hiring and employing writers. So now with his AI to have AI do sets and do this, that's even more jobs that he's taking away. So that's going to hurt. And then I feel like once he do it, Hollywood's going to do it more as well, because there's already movies that was done with AI. Those movies include, and not limited to, The Terminator, The Matrix, Blade Runner, 2001 A Space Odyssey. And while those are good movies, they were still done with AI. And at that time, there was people needed to do the job. But as this AI gets more and more in depth and more and more in depth, it's going to take a lot more jobs. By Tyler Perry doing that, it will take away more jobs in Hollywood doing that. So you will have basically create your own. You would have to create your own. And there's going to be a lot of industries that are going to be redone and redesigned, fading away people. Just like there's going to be, I feel that most stores are going to become that self-checkout model. And while we're on that self-checkout model, Walmart is trying to do a thing where in order for you to check out, do self-checkout, you have to pay like a yearly subscription of $100 for self-checkout, which is going to be crazy because they already got like two cashiers every time you go up in there. And most people who go to Walmart barely want to spend $100 on the four items that they're about to get anyway. So they're not about to spend $100 just to steal. Because that's what the people going to self-checkout for. They're going to self-checkout to steal. And that's why Walmart is doing this self-checkout membership. And Target wants to join on the bandwagon too. But come on now, Target, y'all are not losing that much money in thefts, because only a fool is a fool to go to Target and steal. When I had a stealing era that was short, it was never from Target.
Target has a whole enterprise. Like, people, I don't know if y'all seen those videos of like people who used to work there. They'll just be telling stories about how pretty much anybody, they're watching you for the first time you steal. They'll let you get up to a certain amount of, you know, monetary value, and before they like arrest you, they'll let you think you're getting away with it. You know, that's what they want you to think. But no, they got their security in the back office just watching. Then you're gonna have your little nice picture, your little nice mugshot selfie sitting up there waiting on you. And then you still got to pay the money back. So, yeah, Target is not to be played with, y'all, for real. Before we wrap this up, as we promised earlier in the episode, we're gonna talk about some of those celebrity AIs that are kind of just like downright creepy. But like, the biggest threat of AI in general is just deep fakes and privacy violations. Socioeconomic inequality. So on the celebrity note, like, okay, the cool ones and the funny ones are like SpongeBob, and you can make, you know, SpongeBob sing Ariana Grande songs or whatever, like, you know, okay, that's funny, right? But then when it comes to like the Kendall Jenner one and the Billie Eilish, like, that was creepy. When you're talking about Snoop Dogg had one that was just too realistic as well. And it's just like, you can put the faces of these celebrities onto like just a random generated body. Say you're like in the editing design mode and make them say these things because they take the wave sounds of their voices and they match them and they make it seem like they're saying these things. And these celebrities are like, yeah, I never recorded this commercial. I never promoted this bag that you're promoting. Like, it's just, it's weird. It's weird. And it's a violation of privacy. Like, even for celebrities, like, you know, it's like, okay, they're real people, even though to like regular people, they're not, they're celebrities, but still, you know, they have rights at the end of the day. And yeah, so that's all we got for y'all today. AI, it's crazy. And I'm sure we'll have, as time passes, I'm sure we'll be doing a part two of this in some way, shape, or form. I'm your host, Sly.
I'm Cardi the Don.
And this has been another innovating episode here at the Melting Pot. Be sure to check out last week's episode if you have not, Gotham City. And be sure to follow us on all social media platforms. Instagram at The Real Melting Pot. That's T-H-E-E, Real Melting Pot. The Melting Pot 16 on Twitter. And The Melting Pot Podcast on Facebook and YouTube.
Stay connected and be part of our community.